Nikure kan tzipor, shalach de shalach zuayim bezabunim tikach loch. Der mitzvah v'shiluach haken. Shalach de shalach zuayim bezabunim tikach loch. Ein hayni aklulim shal divrei Torah. Ein is the klulim of divrei Torah. Second, Aim is the klolim of divrei Torah. Ki haklolim shal divrei Torah aim shebchol dovo toch odom levares asme al pi tlas nekudin lo yaisin. The klolim of divrei Torah, klolim means you have a klal, you have the basic klal that runs through everything in divrei Torah. And that klal is that a person has to be mevar himself every inyan al pi three nekudis. What are these three nekudas? Hain, shivar, shloyeh, bedova, nase, shum shemes, neged Hashem Yisborach. The pu'ula that he's about to do shouldn't be anything connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The neged klal Yisrael, there shouldn't be anything connected klal Yisrael. The gam, the third thing is l'adam oiseh. It should be also tferes lo yiseh, it should be good for the person that does it. The person shouldn't be mazik himself. The person shouldn't do anything bad to himself. Of doing something al pi Torah. So the three nekudin, the oraisa is, you have to be mevar every single pe'ula that a person does, a person that b'daf mevar zayin, that it's not connected to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's not being mazik connected to Klal Yisrael, it's not being mazik the person himself.
Ari Taichi nekudim, 3 points?
3 points, yeah.
Yeah, alright.
Well, I think we even spoke about this in Parashas Kedoshim, like you said, Kedoshim is Bar, Parashas Kedoshim, the Pusik Yishimai Vov Tiro, I remember the Kedoshim Shtikl, or I just learned it myself, but I remember speaking about it with someone, okay? Now, Pi HaKlolim Tzoch Odom Lisnaik V'cholon Yon. Now, Pi these Klolim, a person has to, that's Chfirin, and all in Yon, you have to always have these three things in front of you. V'hinei, HaKlolim Ayli Yichayvi, שאין הודו מחייב למצוא נפשוי על שום דבר חוץ משלוש הדבר מה ידוע. על פי דיס כלולן, the person that has to do everything that he does should be toiv for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, toiv for Klal Yisrael, toiv for himself. So you're not allowed, you're not mechuyev to be moisen nefesh on anything, right? Because it's supposed to be toiv loiv, toiv lo'odo moisen. Chutz for three things, which the Torah itself says, we have a chiyev to be moisen nefesh. Right? Gilui Arayi, Shvichel Dom, and Avodah Zorah. But besides for those three things, you can't be Moisei Nefesh on it, because it has to be taught. It can't be something which is negative to all the Moisei. Ach, mitzvah, shiluach, haken, moire. Al mokoim, it shows on them, it's the remez of shiluach, haken, is that there's a gewisse mokoim, gewisse place. Adam Yedeya, a person knows that this mitzvah is a shaykhah to b'shoyish. Oz mechuyiv limsoy nafshoy afal mitzvah kabla. A person is mechuyiv to be moisen nefesh, even on a mitzvah kabla also. A person knows that a certain mitzvah, even a mitzvah kabla, but this mitzvah is shaykhah to b'shoyish. This is a shaykhah to his shoyish mamish. Then a person is mechuyiv to be moisen nefesh, even for that mitzvah kalak. Why? Because a person has a chiyuv, besides for the gimel of avodas chamuras, a person is mechuyev to be moisen nefesh for that givus a mitzvah, which is his shoyish. It's his shoyish neshama. V'zeh roim v'shalach t'shalach ha'sa'im. Haynu, take the aim, take those klolim, she'ishalach ha'klolim, li'yashgiach alayim. Don't look at the klolim. The klolim say what seem to say, you shouldn't be moisen nefesh. Send away those clothes back. Yimus are nafshay. You should be moisen nefesh. Kumar Shemitzinu with Daniel. Shemos nafshay al tefillah. Daniel was moisen nefesh on tefillah. Hagam tefillah is not from the Gimel of Eidus. That person is mechuyev to be moisen nefesh. But Daniel was margish. He knew that this was his shoyish neshama. This was his mitzvah, which was shaykh loy b'shoyish. Already was moisen nefesh on tefillah. Mordechai shemos nafshay shlo yishtach v'lo haman. There's no issir al pi Torah. There's no chiyuv to be moisen nefesh on it. What my avodah zarah? Abba, he was moisen nefesh for it. Rabbi Akiva shemos nafshay on the tilas yadayim. שלא יעפי כלול ידי ולטועיד, כי הבינו שהמצווה הזו הוא שייך אצלם בשורשו. כי לכל אוגם שייך מצווה מיוחדת בפרט, כמו שנסבר בכמה מקומים, that every single person has a mitzvah מיוחדת, which is שייך to him. Every person has such a mitzvah. But most people don't know what the mitzvah is, so maybe he can't be mois nefesh on those things, because he don't know what the mitzvah is. But if a person does know which mitzvah is shaykh loy b'sharoshoy, then you have a chiyur to be mois nefesh on that mitzvah. Zeh pirish v'sabonim tikach loch. Send away the klolim. Send away the mother, which is the klolim. The mother is the klolim of everything. It's the mamah. Send away the klolim and go into the protim. V'sabonim tikach loch. Take the bonim, take the children. You should look at on the binat alev, on what your heart understands. Is that oimrom zal ki ikore pelt mezumen? In Chazal Tarshin said ki ikore kal tzipor, that it has to be only that it happened by chance, not that it's mezumen. Mezumen means if it's a person's reshus. Many different things are on the smite for something that's prepared, it's set aside, right? She also laham tzias atzmoi. The mokim kazel esak nezatzmi. The remez for that is that a person, when it comes to mesias nefesh, for these things, a person is not supposed to put himself in the mokim sakone. It's also to be mamti yourself to azab givus aplas esak nezatzmi. Because you only yodoy mikoyma. If you happen to have such a master that came across you, then you mechuyim to
mamti yozatzmi. Mordechai lahachas put himself there.
You're right, could be. Doesn't say that. That's a certain chazal. But I guess the Mashiach is not working with that chazal. Don't say anyway that Mordechai put himself there. Mordechai sat there because that was his place. But there is a Gevissa chazal that says that Mordechai used to be Tafkis in front of him to be Machis.
Very Shlomo said like that.
Yeah,
I forgot it. Alright, that's not all like this. All right.
L'chayri is not working without l'chayri. That's why he says, "Also la'hamtzi is atzmoi." Kama shenavoy the Gemara, "Ro'im al kantzi po yagir achemecho." Someone that says, "Al kantzi po yagir achemecho," that is rachmim, and it's called the viestis. The Mishnah Brocha says, "Gifan l'chazach." It's one of a whole list of things. So it's the Rebbe is nadis keshamizboch yochel oshiyach leisach odom afluzeh. Don't say, I can't see v'yigir achamecho. Which means that the Eivishter, he says, the Rambam is, that a person says, bring me to a matziv of Shiloh HaKen. Bring me to a matziv where I send away the klovim and I'm moise nefesh. I take the bonim. Bring me to such a matziv. Name. The Eivishter can be Mashiach, that you won't have to come on to such a matziv. K'moshin is by, I'll toss it v'shoyo, I'll sell it to his benoi. But if you happen to come to a matziv, that's only if a person knows what a Shoresh Nesham is. But if a person doesn't know, then the only three things that you Moise Nefesh on is the Gimel Averis Chamuris, how you do it, that a person is Moise Nefesh on those things. Hamigel and Yenena, what do we take out the Maise from this? We don't know what's our Shoresh Nesham or which mitzvah Shayech has blown to the Shoresh
Nesham.
That could be Shayech. Chaylus, maybe. But we don't know. Chaylus, I can't believe the most nefesh on it, that's for sure. Even though we don't know, but the musik is that there is a gewisse shoydish, there is a gewisse mitzvah which is shaykh to every single yid, b'shoyshoy. And a person usually has a geschmack in that mitzvah more than any other mitzvah. And the person should be made some less. It's something that he finds more of a geschmack. It might be that that's the Shoresh Neshama, and he should put more koiches into that mitzvah. Not saying you should moist nefesh on it, if you don't know the idea that that's the Shoresh Neshama. But not nish mesias nefesh mamish, you know, the dag of mesias nefesh. Or the mesias nefesh means to be mashkiah, to put in a lot of koiches into the keem of a mitzvah that you have a geschmack in, because it might be that mitzvah, the reason why you have a geschmack in that mitzvah, because that mitzvah is shaykh to you, b'shoresh. Azoy lent up the mesh loyach the pasha v'shaloch haken. So Moedik the head, but Yankee speaks mamas barich of Godel on this tickle, whether it has a chance to take a look. We'll take a look at the Orchis Chaim and the Akdama. We'll continue a little bit.
And has one thing. What does he mean, the third Zakuta, that it's got to be Shum Shemet Sneged?
Adam Moise?
Yeah, himself. Got my Adam Moise, right. How do you understand that?
That's what he's saying over here.
How do you understand that? Who says it has to be Geshmak for you? Zikr is the theme for Yenin. Saiva and Amalakam and Amalakam. Huh?
It doesn't say it has to be Geshmak for the person. It has to be that the person is not Nizoik. The person is not Mazik himself. The person is not Moise Nefesh. That's what it means, Adam Moise. The Zachiv Achaiba. Don't kill yourself because of a mitzvah. Don't be mazik yourself. Don't be mazik. Doesn't mean you have to have a no. You have to be nehanded from it. You have to have a satayri from it. But not to be mazik, the person has to. A mitzvah is not given that the person should be nizak from it.
Let's say his words. He says, Shizvar shaliyah bedavar anasa shum shemetz. Shum shemetz. So what's the meaning? Shum shemetz.
That I'm saying what it means. The other moisa Hashem is negative. The other moisa means shouldn't be against him. Now, if it's not geshmak for the person, doesn't mean that it's against you, right? Just like
you don't want to get up early in the morning.
A person is mechuyif to do things even if it's not geshmak for you. What it means, there shouldn't be certain things against the person of a chabad goyif, and that the person is nizak from it. The person, something bad happens to the person because he doesn't. That's the way I remember Yizmazvah in, if I remember correctly, in Parshas Kedoshim. Take a look in Kedoshim. The lashon over there was yes, over there was a nigga to talk about the Negev of Yisrael, yeah. Then we got to the bottom of the Atzim Moish, we got to the Moish, the Yigir, and Rav, Shum Tzad, Mizeh HaMais. The Lashon of Meis Lechem, they write in Amud Kuf Tez Zayin, in the newer ones, I don't know if the older ones, where it is, but in the Dibam Asr Shima, Rav Tzor, he says, the Gam Tzor, the Vair, the Neged Atzim Moish, she Gam Leha Odom HaOish, the Yigir, Rav, Shum Tzad, Mizeh HaMais. Nothing bad happens to the person because of it.
What does that mean?
You don't have anything bad happening.
So I'm asking, what does that mean, bad? What's my this?
Bad means that you have a hezek from it. It's mazik the person. The person gets sick from it, or the person loses his life, chas v'shalom. Something that's ra. A hefsid momoin kal is not called ra. Maybe a person loses everything, all the money because of it, that's ready, that could be dover ra. A hefsid momoin kal is not called a dover ra. Only if something chomer, something bad that happens. Something bad, something that you call ra.
Okay.
Whatever a person, what?
I hear you saying, this is the lashon the Tver Shleimer brings down. He says,
yeah.
Ish tzadikim asasim espechim lasas etzon koinam, limtsu etz atzmam al kiddush Hashem.
Here, so we have a stick of machloikas over the Meshlech and the Tver Shleim, no?
All right.